June 11th. I was so happy and excited about my party when I woke up this morning. It's almost all I ever think about. I'm actually counting down the days on a calendar that I taped to the back of my bedroom door. When I checked my cell, I was shocked to see that I had received 27 calls, 49 emails, and 54 text messages. And they were all about my birthday party. Somehow, word had gotten out, and now everyone was talking about it. And it was not just the kids at WCD. Students at Northampton Hills and Southridge were buzzing about it, too. I didn't have the slightest idea how everyone had found out about my party, since we hadn't sent out the invitations yet. Although it probably had something to do with the fact that my social director, Chloe, had posted my invitation on social media. It had already gotten 357 likes. And my activities director, Zoe, had posted a photo of the colorful flower garden at the community pool that looked like a real tropical island retreat. It had already gotten 310 likes. OMG! People I didn't even know were begging for an invitation to my party. I decided to have an emergency Skype meeting with Chloe and Zoe to discuss the situation. I was a little nervous about all the attention that my party was getting. But Chloe and Zoe insisted that it was a good thing because it meant people were dying to attend. Chloe said that since she was my social director, I could forward all the messages I'd received to her and she would answer them for me. Then my BFFs asked me if I wanted to increase my guest list from 100 to 150 people, or maybe even to 200 people. I was like, thanks guys, but sorry, I don't think I even know 200 people. However, our conversation was interrupted when Brandon called me on video chat on my cell phone. Squee! My BFFs and I agreed to end our conversation so I could talk to Brandon. Chloe and Zoe said they'd Skype me again in 10 minutes so we could finish discussing my party. Hi, Brandon, I said, smoothing my hair down. I was worried that it looked like I'd just stuck my thumb in an electrical socket. What's up, Nikki? I just wanted to ask you a question about your upcoming birthday party. It seemed like everyone had questions about my birthday party. I spent the next 5 minutes telling him everything, like how it was going to be an island luau party at the community pool, and all the cool activities Zoe had planned. I also told him that we'd be mailing out the invitations on June 16th.
Actually, I saw everything on social media, he smiled. Everyone is talking about it. Your party sounds like fun.
So, did I answer all your questions? I asked. That's when he nervously brushed his bangs out of his eyes and kind of blushed.
Well, actually, I wanted to ask you if you'd like to...
But Brandon was interrupted by someone calling me on Skype. It was probably Chloe and Zoe. I answered, planning to ask them to call me back in 5 minutes, but I was shocked to see...
Hi, Nicole. It's me, Andre. I wanted to ask you about your birthday party.
Oh, wow! I sputtered in surprise. Hi, Andre. How are you doing? OMG. I just sat there stunned and a little, freaked out. Why? Because I was talking to Brandon on my cell phone and Andre on my laptop at exactly the same time. I could barely manage to talk to each of them alone, let alone together. I was hoping that they couldn't see or hear each other. Then I'd just hang up on both of them, and later I'd call each guy back, pretending that his call had dropped. I thought it was an ingenious plan to get out of a very sticky situation. But unfortunately, the guys could see and hear each other. Just great! This is how their conversation went. Andre. Brandon, is that you? I hope I'm not interrupting anything important, although considering everything, I highly doubt it. Brandon. Actually, Andre, as usual, you are. It would be really cool if you'd go interrupt somewhere else. Andre. My apologies, Brandon. I'll just call Nicole back later. You know, after she finishes your babysitting session and your mom puts you down for your nap. Brandon. Dude, her name isn't Nicole. It's Nikki. And babysitting? You really need to go get some breath spray. All that garbage you're talking is starting to stink so bad that I can smell it through the phone. Andre. Actually, Brandon, that smell is probably your diaper. Me. Come on, guys. Can you at least pretend you're not 3-year-old spoiled brats and try to get along? Brandon. Hey, he started it. Andre. No, he started it and I just finished it. Sorry, Nicole. I was just calling to ask you an important question about your party. It's all over social media. Brandon. Her name isn't Nicole. Why do you keep calling her that? Anyway, Nikki, before we were so rudely interrupted by Mr. Diaper Breath, I was about to ask you a question. Me. Listen, guys, you're both invited to my party. Although, after all this, I'm seriously having second thoughts. I might just drop both of you off at toddler time daycare. Anyway, what did you each want to ask me? Can I be your date for your birthday party? Brandon and Andre asked me the same question. So what did I do? I had a total meltdown and panicked. Then I started to lie like a rug. Listen, guys, your connections are really bad, and I can barely hear a word you're saying. Shh. Did you hear all that static? Shh. I really need to go right now because shh. Sorry, but I think both your calls are about to drop. Shh. So I'll call you both back later. Bye. Shh. Click. I disconnected Brandon on my cell. Click. I disconnected Andre on my laptop. Yes, I know. Faking static and dropped calls was dishonest, immature, and pathetic. But what was I supposed to do when they were fighting and put me on the spot like that? Although, to be honest, neither of them deserves to be my date at my birthday party. As much as I like Brandon, I just hate the way he and Andre act whenever they're around each other. They are both so immature. Most of the time, I feel like I am their babysitter, and they both need to be put in time out. Sorry, but I have way more important things to do than referee their bratty little battles. anyway. It's quite obvious that everyone is super excited about my party. But I still need to convince my mom and dad to pay for it. My BFFs should be Skyping me again any minute now. If we really want this party to happen, we need to come up with a budget that my parents can't refuse. Fingers crossed.